Hello again. You're listening to the News at One. The annual rate of inflation in the Eurozone, those countries that use the euro, has hit double figures for the first time in the current inflation crisis, as EU energy ministers agreed a package of measures designed to cushion the impact of increasing energy costs. With average Eurozone inflation now at 10%, driven by energy, ministers have agreed a windfall tax on power companies to raise billions of euro to help consumers and businesses with soaring bills. However, member states remain divided on a proposed price cap on the amount of money Russia receives for its remaining sales of gas to the European Union. Arriving at the meeting in Brussels this morning, Ireland's Minister Eamon Ryan said the energy crisis could last for at least 2 years. For more, let's talk now to our Europe editor, Tony Connolly, who is in Brussels this lunchtime. Tony, first of all, what have they agreed today? What detail has been given at this stage of this plan to impose a windfall tax on energy companies?
Well, Brian, they've agreed two things today. The first is the windfall tax. Now, this will target those energy companies that have been able to get huge revenues because of the price of electricity, but which don't need to use gas or other fossil fuels to generate that energy. So they've kind of, in a lucky sense, they have been able to enjoy huge revenues because of the price of electricity, but yet they're not using gas or other fossil fuels. So this price windfall will target those companies, and the European Commission believes that that could generate about 140 billion euro all in, and that money then should be recycled into the system to help households and businesses. And Eamon Ryan, the Minister for the Environment, has said that this could mean up to 2 billion euro for Ireland. Now, the detail of how this will all be worked out is not clear yet, but that's the headline agreement that they've reached today. And the other thing that they've agreed is a 5% cut in peak energy use for member states. So really trying to cut consumption at peak times as a way to bring down the pressure on the gas supplies, because essentially you need gas at peak levels to generate that, to meet that demand. If you cut that by 5%, that can make a significant reduction in the volume of gas that's being used. Mm-hmm. And that could again help bring the price down.
And do they suggest how that will be achieved?
Well, this will be a target for member states to meet. Now, member states can go further, obviously, if they want, but this will be an initial target for them to meet by, in some cases, for example, in Italy, you have glass manufacturers who are shifting peak production to during the night when they're not mm-hmm. using large amounts of energy when they normally would to take the pressure off. Now, there's obviously a myriad ways you can do that, and I think this will be targeting big energy producing or energy using manufacturing companies.
Right. So that is what they have agreed. What they haven't been able to agree on is this proposal, and it's backed, I think, by 15 or 16 member states. They haven't been able to agree on a price cap for Russian gas.
Well, it's slightly more nuanced than that. The European Commission believes that they should be targeting Russian gas with a price cap. So the EU would say to Russia, this is the maximum we're prepared to pay for the gas that we get from you. Now, the Commission has said it should be only pipeline gas and not liquid natural gas, liquefied natural gas, LNG. The argument against that is that could simply prompt Russia to turn off the gas altogether. Now, they've obviously radically reduced the flow of gas into Europe, but Eastern European and Central European countries are worried that they would just switch off the gas altogether. What those 15 countries you mentioned are looking for is a global cap on the price of gas coming from all suppliers, not just Russian suppliers, and that this would be a kind of a dynamic price cap. So it would not be so low as to dissuade suppliers from selling into Europe altogether, but it should be low enough to make the price of electricity go down. And there simply isn't agreement at EU level on that idea. Germany in particular says, look, if you have a price cap on all suppliers of gas into Europe, then they will simply bring their wares elsewhere and sell that gas at a higher price if they want to avoid some kind of price cap at EU level. So that is basically a big issue that remains open, and the EU ministers will have to come back to this, and EU leaders meeting in Prague next week will obviously come back to it as well.
And just one other question, Tony. Some months ago, there was a lot of talk about decoupling the price of gas from electricity prices. Are there still plans in that direction, or has the windfall tax effectively overtaken that as an initiative?
Well, it's kind of overtaken it, but I mean, that idea is still there in terms of how you manage the long-term gas market. I mean, essentially, the war in Ukraine has meant, according to the Commission and according to member states, has meant that the gas and energy markets are not working normally. So you will need a long-term intervention in the gas market. And the idea of decoupling gas from electricity prices is still very much alive. Another issue that Eamon Ryan mentioned today was that there has to be a lot more engagement with the other countries that supply LNG and gas, like Norway, the United States, Azerbaijan, to look at how you can bring the price of that LNG down through perhaps long-term contracts. There also has to be a conversation with other big gas-consuming countries like Japan, like South Korea, to see is there a way that these like-minded democracies, if you like, can help each other out by looking at long-term ways of bringing the cost of gas down.
Tony Connolly in Brussels, thank you for that. Well, rising.